thank you all for coming forth to the third night of the 10,000 Things. It is a John Cage birthday celebration, 100th birthday awesomeness, in collaboration with the Atlanta Poets Group. We have some members represented in the audience tonight, as well as Ben Frequency. And on Sunday, there's going to be a piece by Court Performance Ensemble. They keep on changing that. Anyway. Great, so this is the Heron Mastrian Duo concert. That's myself and Stacey Mastrian, soprano, professional soprano, and this is our debut performance. We're going to start out with some members of Chamber Cartel helping out with a couple pieces. You have the program there, just going to go pretty much straight on one through the other, not really stopping. So we'll have time for applause, you know, at the end, but we're just going to sort of cycle through some things. We've got some great selections tonight. I hope you enjoy the concert. And members of the cartel would be Brandon Taylor. We got Robbie Key over here on guitar. Yes, of course, thank you. Nicole Chamberlain, back there on the floor. She was part of the 5-hour Philip Guston performance, if you remember that, as well as Amy O'Dell, which, where's?
Hello.
What?
I'm right.
Excellent. And she was definitely on the last performance with Patty Cake, which was a great experience. So, I guess without further ado, here's John Cage with 5, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Once upon a time, a time, a once upon a time, a once upon a time, a time, a time, a once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time, a once upon a time, a time, once upon a time, upon a time, upon a time, a time upon a time, upon a time upon a
world,
once,
world,
once,
world,
once, once.
The world was round.
And you, and it, and you could go on it, you could go, and you could go on it, and you could go on it, you could go on you, and it, and you and it, you could go and you could go on it, and you and it, you could go on it, and you and it, you could go on it, and you could go around and around and around, around and around, around and around, around and around, around and around.
Around.
I was 12 years old. I got on my bicycle and rode up with KFWB. They said, "What do you want?" I said, "I'd like to give a weekly radio program for the Boy Scouts." They said, "Are you an eagle?" I said, "No, I'm a tinderfoil." I said, "No, I just got an idea and came over." They said, "Well, run along." So I went over to KMX. They liked the idea and arranged a time for this program. And then I went to the Boy Scouts and told them what had happened and asked for their approval and cooperation. They said it was all right to give the program, but they would not cooperate. In fact, every time I asked a Boy Scout man, they said no.
In 1912, the submarine had the world's record for staying underwater.
And the piano solos. And the scouts who spoke on their experiences during the fires in China.
Running as it did by means of the gasoline engine,
2 years the organization
it left bubbles on the surface. So it was not employed during World War I.
There were the man finally played after a few weeks.
That says he does his best work when he is sound asleep. I was explaining at the new school that the way to get ideas is to do something boring. For instance, composing in such a way that the process of composing is boring induces ideas. They fly into one's head like birds. Is that what God meant?
First, got into the movies.
And then,
someone interviewed her and asked,
they say,
how it felt.
If something is boring after 2 minutes,
to be successful,
If it is still boring, try it for 8. 16.
She said.
32, and so on.
What do you mean?
Eventually one discovers.
I've always
not boring at all,
been a success.
But very interesting. I went to a concert upstairs in Town Hall. The composer whose works were being performed had provided program notes. One of these notes was to the effect that there is too much pain in the world. After the concert, I was walking along with the composer,
pointing out the 5 cars
and he was
in her
telling
front yard.
How the performances had not been
quite enough. The cleaning lady said they were wrecks. Her son had accomplished.
So I said, well,
during the past
I enjoyed the
year,
music, but I didn't agree with
that. That he planned to put the
about
parts of them
too much pain in the world
together to make a single usable car for her.
He said, what? You don't think there's enough? I said,
the only thing we don't have, she said, is a good pair of headlights. You know, it's very hard to come out of a wreck with undamaged headlights.
One was in the window of a store dealing in American goods. It was reasonably priced but unattractive. The other was in an Indian store. It was Indian made desirable but outlandishly expensive. Mrs. Kumaranzi went home and without but the weather continued dry and hot. So that a few days later she went again into town determined to make a purchase. Passing by the American shop, she noted their parasol was still in the window, still reasonably priced. Going into the Indian shop, she asked to see the one she had admired a few days before.
Well, you probably know the one about the 2 months, but I'll tell it anyway. They were walking along one day when they came into a street where a young lady was waiting, hoping that someone would help her across. Without hesitating, one of the monks picked her up and carried her across, putting her down safely on the other side. The 2 monks continued walking along, and after some time, the second one, unable to restrain himself, said to the first, you know, we're not allowed to touch women. Why didn't you carry that woman across the street? The first monk replied,
line.
Put her down.
Max.
I did 2 hours ago.
Jacob said, here's one.
One day, when the windows were open,
to practice,
Christian Wolf played one of his pieces at the piano. Sounds of traffic, boat horns, were heard not only during the silences in the music, but being louder,
dirty,
were more easily heard
composer
than the piano sounds themselves. Afterward,
was attempting to explain to a friend.
Someone asked Christian Wolf to play the piece again with the windows closed.
How dirty a person was.
Christian Wolf said he'd be glad to, but that it wasn't really necessary.
He said,
since the sounds of the environment were in no sense
he has
an eruption
between his fingers
to those of the music,
the way you and I have between our toes. 2 wooden boxes containing oriental spices and foodstuffs arrived in India. One was for David Tudor, the other for me. Each of us found an open box where the contents were all mixed up. The little containers of spices that somehow come off, plastic bags of dried beans, palm shrimp, and ripped open. The tin lids of cans of chili powder had come off. All of these things were mixed with each other. With the exception which had been put in the box to keep the containers in position, I put my box in the corner and simply tried to forget about it. David Tudor, on the other hand, set to work. A assembling bowls of various sizes, sieves of about 11 various sized screens, a pair of tweezers, and a small knife. He began the process, which lasted 3 days, at the end of which time each spice was separated from
the other. When I told David Tudor that this talk on music was nothing but a series of stories, he said, "Don't fail to put in some benedictions." I said, "What in heaven's name do you mean by benedictions?" "Blessings," he said. "What blessings?" I said. "God bless you, everyone?"
"One?"
"Yes," he said. "Like they say in the sutras." "This is not
books.
I don't talk. But
with the poetic
the highest
text
of truths
of a Japanese monk describing his attainment of enlightenment.
Once, when I was to give a talk,
now that I'm enlightened,
at Teachers College,
I'm just as miserable,
Columbia,
as ever.
I asked Joseph Campbell.
George Manter had an iris garden.
Whether I should say,
which he improved each year, by throwing out the commoner variety.
Something.
One day his attention was called.
I forget now.
To another very
what it was.
Iris garden.
I was thinking of saying.
Jealously, he made some inquiries. The
he
garden,
said,
it turned out.
Where is the should?
Belong to the man who collected the garbage. Xenia never wanted the party to end. Once in Seattle, when the party we were at was folded, she invited those who were still awake, some of whom we'd only met that evening, to come over to our house. Thus it was that about 3 o'clock a.m., an Irish tenor was singing.
When I was growing up in California,
in our living room,
there were two things that everyone assumed were good for you. There were, of course,
Morris
others,
Grace,
spinach and oatmeal, for instance. But right now, I'm thinking of sunshine and orange juice.
Entered ours without
when we
knowledge,
lived in Ocean Park, I was sent out every morning to the beach, where I spent the day
the
building roller coasters in the sand, complicated downhill tracks with tunnels and inclines upon which I rolled
Grace
a small part of a ball. Every day toward noon, I fainted because the sun was too much for me. When I fainted, I didn't fall down, but I couldn't see. There were flocks of black spots wherever I looked. I soon learned to find my way in that blindness to a hamburger stand where I'd asked for something to eat. Sitting in the shade, it took me much longer, about 35 years in fact, to learn that orange juice was not good for me either.
Nothing to say, and I am.
like a glass of milk. We need the glass, and we need the milk. Or again, it is like an empty glass into which, at any moment, anything may be poured. As we go along, who knows, an idea may occur in this talk. I have no idea whether one will or not. If it does, let it. Regard it as something seen momentarily through a window while traveling.
Thank you.
rest
Thank you. can drink without eating. But I certainly can't eat without drinking. Thank you.
doesn't matter. Just get out of the building. Come on,